Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The government fails to pay fees for more than 750,000 pupils under the country's Basic Education Assistance Module, or BEAM, designed to support children from poor backgrounds.
This year, we still haven't had any confirmation from any partner who is going to be giving us the other half of these resources. So we take it that if there is no confirmed partner, government is going to do it alone.
Civil servant unions welcome the government's move to pay its employees according to experience and qualifications, a system that was dropped in 2009 with the introduction of the multi-currency regime.
I think basically government is speaking the language of the trade unions and our demands. We have consistently been making these particular observations that it is very difficult to motivate the senior staff.
And the Economic Intelligence Unit says Zimbabwe's economy will grow by only about 2.6% in 2014, contrary to Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's optimistic growth projection of 6.1%.
Yes, Chris, it's that time of the year once again when schools open. Today they opened in Zimbabwe amid revelations that the government is unable to pay for more than 750,000 school children in need of assistance under the country's Basic Education Assistance Module, or BEAM, that is designed for kids from poor families. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Acting Principal Director in the Ministry of Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare, Sydney Mishi, today told Parliament's Public Service, Labour and Social Welfare Portfolio Committee that the ministry requested $73 million for BEAM this year, but was allocated only $15 million. This amount, Mishi said, can only assist 83,000 against the targeted 250,000 secondary school children and 750,000 primary school pupils in need of assistance. He said, while government has been paying only for secondary school students and donors taking care of fees for the vulnerable children in primary schools, no donor has come forward to assist this year.
This year, we still haven't had any confirmation from any partner who is going to be giving us the other half of these resources. So we take it that if there is no confirmed partner, government is going to do it alone, secondary and primary. And certainly the 15 million which was given there would be very, very inadequate. So we may have some problem. But even if we get a partner, they are only going to be giving us around 15 million. We will still not be able to pay for all children that deserve to be paid.
Mishi said, while the new constitution dictates that basic education must be compulsory and free, it is impossible under the 2014 budget to provide free basic education. He could not say why donors pulled out, given that their evaluation of BEAM had concluded that it was extremely necessary and was benefiting the right people. He was, however, optimistic that donors would come on board and finance primary school children in need of assistance. Meanwhile, Mishi also told the committee that government is this year not able to provide assistance to over 75% of the more than 2 million people in need of food aid due to budgetary constraints. He said his ministry had requested $11.9 million under its food deficit mitigation program, but was only allocated $1.6 million, representing only 13.4% of the total required budget. Mishi said the amount allocated by the Treasury in the 2014 budget for food relief is not even enough to buy 1 month's supply of the required maize.
What we have, 1.6 million, if it was disbursed today, we can only purchase 2,666 tons of maize. And the current price of maize is now $25 per 50 kg. And that which I can purchase against a requirement of 10,000 metric tons, that's what we need per month for these households. 10,000 for January, 10,000 for March, and maybe half of that for February and March.
Meanwhile, the World Food Programme Zimbabwe Country Office said in a statement it will do everything possible to meet the needs of the vulnerable people in Zimbabwe, but hinted it might not be able to help all of them. It said, despite contributions from donors like the United States, United Kingdom and Canada, it is failing to scale up its relief operations due to shortages of funds. The UN agency requires $60 million to fully implement its relief and recovery operations in the next 6 months. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Jifera.